should be a number to request authorizations through the Medicare. So I do apologize that there was some confusion there and it went over to the wrong side of the house. Was the so I'm guessing, is it for a service that typically would not be covered by Medicare? So Medicaid would be the primary payer on that, I'm assuming is the reason why the request would need to come through Medicaid first. But definitely we can get those numbers over to you so that you can have a direct path in the way in there. So I do see that Patty has put those numbers in there. Thank you, Patty.
Sorry, guys. It's Julie with Iowa Healthcare again, having some internet issues, but I am back on. So it looks like you were able to carry on. So thank you. I don't have the original questions that were in the chat, but I'm assuming that you guys were working through those. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, it looks like we're caught up with the chat questions. There might be one that has just come in.
Excellent. Of course, I'm seeing the ones since I hopped back on. I'll flip over to the couple that came in today and yesterday. Those two, the first one of those was, this is a nursing home question. They're getting claims denied that need to be billed to Medicaid. Because, let's see, so let's start over. Getting denied claims from Amerigroup, claims that we need to bill the Medicaid resident's primary carrier. They are claiming that Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B are primary. These residents are not skilled, and Iowa Medicaid is their primary payer. And the error code they are receiving is C as in cat, B as in boy, P as in Paul. CBP. Any ideas on that one?
I think if the provider who asked the question would reach out to the provider experience rep with an example of the claim, that would be the detailed information that the provider experience rep would need in order to research what's going on there.
Okie dokie, I just made a quick note there.
This is Dina, can you hear me?
Yes.
Also, Medicare has to deny before Medicaid pays. And Amerigroup is Anthem, you know, we have both the Medicare and the Medicaid. So they might have to bill one to get the other to pay.
You have not, I'll reach out to have them send some examples. It sounds like that this was an issue in the past, it was fixed, and now it's an issue again. So I'm not, I assume these are just long stay Medicaid clients in the nursing home.
Right, because Medicare, if it's in a nursing home, yeah, because Medicare will not do custodial care.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's what this one is.
Yeah. But they have to have the denial from Medicare for Medicaid to pay, because Medicare is primary. I think that's what she's saying.
I'll have them send some examples.
Okay.
The other question that came in was, must be home health, G156 claims denying for requiring prior auth or exceeding authorization. However, G156 has not previously been required for an auth. Has Amerigroup policy changed, or is this an erroneous denial issue? I'm appealing these claims, but Amerigroup is upholding their initial decision to partially pay.
I had sent this to Adrienne Stevens. They do the prior auth for home health care, so I don't know if she's on or not. I'm on my phone, so I can't see anything.
So, yeah, that G156 is going to be a home health aide, so it wouldn't require a prior auth, I think, is the whole issue.
Well, if it's for custodial care, it's Medicaid.
This is home health. This is a home health question.
Home health. Correct. So Medicare only pays skilled needs and only provides an aid if there's skilled care in place.
We're not talking Medicare. We're talking Medicaid. This is
right. So Medicaid, right. So then Medicaid would pick up after that.
There's no Medicare involved in this claim, so it's strictly you guys.
Okay.
So there would not be a prior auth for the aid.
But we're both, Medicare and Medicaid. Amerigroup is both.
I'm saying that this home health question is on a patient who is Medicaid only.
Oh, then if she's Medicaid only, then that's not Amerigroup.
What's that?
I said, so Amerigroup is Medicare and Medicaid together. They have a D-SNP plan.
I'm not talking D-SNP. I'm talking MCO.
Okay, so then that's not with us, then, with the Amerigroup.
It's on the MCO side of the house.
Okay.
But there's no prior auth for that. That you haven't had that in place for years, but yet they're getting denied. So is there been a change? Is there an issue? Is it just wrongly denied?
So as with the previous response, I think an example, the actual claim, if you got that over to the provider solutions rep, they could unwind exactly what's going on. Home health aid in our Medicaid plan does not require prior authorization. So it would be an incorrect denial, but we need to verify that. So if you would ask the provider to contact the provider experience rep with the actual example, we could get to the bottom of it.
I sure will. I'll reach out after the call.
Julie, this is Angela with Aviana / Recover Health.
Yes.
We have also been, we have biweekly meetings with our provider reps with Amerigroup. This is something that we've had a discussion with Julie Cantrell and Don and Melissa Havoc. This is a known glitch in their system. It happened sometime in May. They are working on it. There's a ticket going on, and then they will be reprocessing. We're still waiting on that. Just want to let you know. We have lots of them sitting out there.
Thank you. So that must be on the known list of things they're working on then. Would that be accurate, John?
This is Melody. It sounds like it might be, but to make sure, if we can get that claim number, we'll double check and make sure that it is in scope for that problem list that is being tackled.
All right. So that was the ones I had. So we'll flip back to the chat. And I started back with, looks like Patty put some information in for phone numbers, Medicare, Medicaid. Karen Buckley for AmeriHealth Medicare. I didn't think an auth was required. Had we tackled that question? And then a little bit further down, it looks like Angie said, I was told AmeriVantage that auth is required.
So I can jump in. I think if an authorization is required, it's going to depend on the service. There are some services for AmeriVantage, which is the Medicare side of the house for us, that does request auth. Our Pluto tools on our website are always up to date, so that would be a great way to find a source of truth. And you can toggle if you want to see Medicaid or Medicare business. But things like inpatient services and that kind of thing, I believe that always needs authorization or at least notification in many cases. So I don't know if we're still talking about the G code. We did verify that the G code G0156, that doesn't typically need an auth. But if a provider is struggling with a particular type of service beyond that, I would urge them to go to the Pluto tool on our website. And if you need more information, you can reach out to your provider services rep. A good thing about the Pluto tool also is if you populate Medicare or Medicaid business and you populate your CPT code or type of service, it'll tell you if it needs an auth. It'll also link you to the medical policy, if applicable, if you need to know that information too.
Thank you, Patty. I asked earlier why AmeriGroup will not give me the documentation requested. Can you answer this for me? I think I missed that part of the conversation trying to get back in.
I don't recall this coming up earlier, and so I think we want to get some specificity on what documentation is being requested.
Jan, are you able to unmute?
Yeah, I can, Julie.
I don't know if it came from me. It looks like a J-A-N-C-A-I-N.
No, I didn't ask anything.
Yeah, no, I think Jan did. Jan Kane, are you still on?
And that's okay. I mean, if she wants to follow up with you, Julie, outside of this meeting, if she's not able to get off mute, and you can just kick me over an email and, you know, we can try to get an answer that way.
That sounds great. I just put my email address in the chat there, Jan, or if anybody has something they want me to follow up on, julie@iowahealthcare.org. Those are all the questions I see in the chat and the ones that I had that came in the last couple of days. Do we have other questions? Feel free to unmute on the bottom left, or you can put something in the chat as well.
Hi, this is Jan that requested that information about documentation. Can you hear me now?
We can, yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay. So when I send in an appeal, like one of them was they denied my services, the S-125, and this is an assisted living, and because we had gone over certain authorizations. Well, they were indicating this individual was like a rehab, and she's been on elderly waiver for 4 or 5 years. So when I write those appeals back to say, I would like to see your documentation that shows me where you come up with those codes, or, you know, what am I doing wrong that gives you those codes so I can fix it? And I can never get anything that shows me that.
Jan, would you be able to send over the member information and that appeal information, like the appeal reference number that you had? And we can do a little bit more digging into it and see what we can find out.
And who am I going to be sending it to?
If you just want to go ahead and kick it up through Julie, she can get it over to John. Would that work for
That'll be
Julie and John?
Yep, I'll be happy to send it over. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you. Donna, yeah. there will be a team that will look at this.
I will definitely send it. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks, Melody and John.
You're welcome. And John, you and I'll work with you on it to get it figured out.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I heard some key words in there, CDAC and assisted living and elderly waiver. So I think we'll probably want to get a scan from LTSS too.
All right. Do we have any other questions for our AmeriGroup team that we have with us today?
Hey, Julie, it's Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. Hey, last meeting, I know I did make a comment about those dispute letters that I faxed, and I wasn't getting any response. I did call the phone number, and a week later, I did receive all the letters that they did receive my dispute letters. And they said that they are now reviewing it and that I have to wait another 30 days. So they did respond when I called that number. So a lady picked up the phone and they did tell me that they received all my dispute letters and the facts. And then a week later, I received a letter in the mail. And then they said it's going to take another 30 days for them to review my dispute letters. So I just want to say that. Thank you for that number.
Yes, thank you. Any other comments or questions for the group today? Give it about another 30 seconds in case anybody's typing in the chat, or feel free to unmute as well. All right, I am not seeing anything new coming in. So I want to thank AmeriGroup for joining us today. Sorry for the internet issue that popped up at the beginning of the call. But thanks to everybody for joining. And if you have any questions between now and our next call, feel free to shoot those questions as they come up to Brandon. And John, do you or your group have any closing remarks?
No, I thank you for having us on. And Julie, I'm glad that you got your internet fixed so you could get back in and refacilitate this meeting. And I appreciate the questions and look forward to the follow-ups that will flow in via email, and we'll work on those between now and the next call.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining today. Thanks, AmeriGroup, for partnering and joining us every month. Everybody, have a great rest of your day and week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.